Katrina, why aren't we ready to go yet?
Because I'm talking to someone on Facebook.
And who are you talking to that's oh so important?
A kid I met at a party.
Did you let him play with your boob?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
Well, she's got her fetish for army men, like, under control now.
Oh, a fetish, is it?
That's what I call it.
A fetish.
It's kind of a, it kind of became a fetish.
Why is it like, so just a man and, you know, Matthew's in the military.
He's got to have the look and be in the military. He's got to have...
He's got the uniform. He wears it all the time, like some kind of dick.
That's not the look.
It is. He's got the look. Let me tell you, I bet his thing's bigger than TJ's.
I doubt that.
No, I don't. It's huge. The man is so dumb that God graced him with one good thing, and it's that huge monster he has hidden in his pants.
Yep.
I'm serious. TJ's probably average, maybe above average, you know, a little biased. I know the truth, you know. Oh. Matthew is like...
Because you've met him several times.
Yes, and seen his penis 100 times.
And played with his penis.
Yes. Matthew is gigantic. Like, this thing right here, this is about half the size, both thickness and in length, as Matthew's dick. This thing's huge.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's the same color.
Okay, like, so the kid finally responded.
Okay, what did he say? Well, how's he been a bad boy lately?
No. Okay, so this kid, I finally asked him, like, how are you? Like, I haven't seen him for 6 months. I haven't talked to him for 6 months. Whatever.
And he's oh so important.
Yes.
Not really. And so...
Well, we've postponed
like,
the show
he's
for
like,
this.
Well, today, I'm pretty... So are we not recording?
We're recording.
We're recording okay. Right now, absolutely.
Anyway, he's like, so... Like, today I'm pretty damn good, LOL, and you? But up until today, horrible. And I was like, you know, oh, why has it been so horrible? So it took him, you know, a day and a half to respond. He's like, well, the girl I was dating for 9 months told me to move out, and she said she didn't love me anymore, dot, dot, dot. And it honestly came...
That's the wrong music. I meant this music. No, I meant this music.
And it honestly came out of nowhere. I would understand if I did something seriously wrong along the way, but I did not, dot, dot, dot. So I have been picking up the pieces, dot, 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 and that is good that you are doing great. And now I'm like, now I feel like an ass. Be like, oh, well, gotta go. Sorry, your life sucks.
You should have just left.
I should have, but then it's like, oh.
Of course, then you would have been in the middle of typing. You know, like, finally someone to listen to me.
Exactly.
Oh, she got a line.
I know. Oh. I mean, if someone's having a bad day and someone actually asks, you know, how are you doing? And you're getting ready to, you know, tell them and then they're just gone. It's like, oh, well, so much for that.
So what are you going to do?
Respond and then tell him I'm sorry I have to go. Hopefully we can talk soon. You didn't understand me, did you?
No, I heard you.
Okay. Okay.
Just waiting for you to type. Playing the sad music for him. No, please, put it between your cheek and your face again. Okay. That's what I want.
Okay.
That's lovely.
It's as if I put the phone down, fuck the microphone.
I love how, like, we can hear just barely what she's saying because she's talking through her cheek. Taking a picture of this.
I'm sure that's going to be lovely on the blog.
It will be. That's going to be even better. Can't wait for those to go up. I hardly ever get this far in the sad violin music before you hit this off note.
You can turn the sad violin music off.
This is a sad moment because our show is dying. It is not. It's the exact second it's dying.
I really want to drink this coffee.
We're going to get there.
Hold on.
If you weren't taking so long, Katrina, probably...
Is someone backing up?
Yes. Apparently.
Like, there's just some loud beeping outside the house. This is the music that plays when Katrina types.
Why? I type really fast.
So?
This music plays when Katrina does anything.
What'd you say to him?
I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're doing better. That sucks. I've been there. I was like, I'm sorry. I wish I could talk longer, but I
girlfriend
need to go.
Broke up with you and kicked
hopefully
you out before?
Hopefully we can talk soon. Not quite to that degree. But yes.
Let's see what he says. Let's see what the sad, sad man Katrina has a fetish for says.
Watch this take another day and a half. He's typing.
He's gonna be like, oh, that's too bad. I was really needed someone to talk to you right now. Really needed a friend. Someone who kind of understood what I was going through. Even if it's not the exact same situation, it would be nice to have someone who had been in a similar situation.
Someone to listen and care for.
Could keep me from...
I feel like we're in, like, Hey Delilah.
Keep me from suicide. The depression that my life is in right now. And I thought that person was you, Katrina, but apparently you have
obviously
to go.
Obviously it's not.
Don't let me hold you up. I don't want to keep
Please
you.
Stop typing, so...
I know you're busy. Just close the shit.
I am. One, two, three. Offline.
Nice of you to give him that 3-second count.
But just in case. I mean,
just in case.
Just in case. He didn't type for 3 seconds. Okay, I'm done. Yep. I mean, obviously, I told him I needed to go. So therefore,
yep. Yeah, he was probably going to type something guilt trip, and then he thought not to do it.
Yeah, because he's totally that kind of person.
Yes, absolutely.
Actually, I don't know.
Let's start.
Please.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, Hamburger Helper, Chicken Helper, and Enchilada Dinners that we make. For only allowing us to do 30 minutes of show from this chair today.
I don't like that. I feel like we should just make it an hour and a half for the extra special people.
That is not going to happen. No. Quit being on the side of the listeners and be on our side.
Yeah.
Do you have enough to fill another hour?
I don't know, but we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, we will. And the answer will be no.
Obviously, Chris has an opinion tonight.
Yeah, apparently. Well, Chris has 30 seconds to fill by herself. We know that for sure.
I'll think of something good now.
She's got her famous 30 seconds of Chris or whatever we're calling it. 30 seconds with Chris.
Is
she
gonna be doing that every show now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
It's a fan favorite, I assume.
It is now.
I actually haven't read any
emails. We're the fans. It's our fan favorite. Yes.
So anyway, welcome to the bonus show. Thank you very much for purchasing it. This is the reason that we do free shows is because we get paid to do this one.
And then they're more fun.
No, not really.
I know. I was trying.
They're kind of a chore, actually.
No, they're easier because you don't have to edit.
They're easier for me, but they're harder to do because I have to talk to you an extra hour, and that's just horrible.
Oh, yeah, it's so horrible because we hate each other outside of this.
We do. We leave, and usually I get slapped or she gets spit on as she walks out the door.
Or spanked. I meant Chris, okay. I'm sorry. I kind of realized after I said that, wait, he's talking about me.
I spank Katrina every time the show is over for doing a great job or for doing a bad one. But they're different tones of spanks depending on how she did. Now I'm miming spanking with my hand.
That's hardly a
bad
That's
Katrina.
More, it's more like a, get away.
I finally got to play the slap sound effect.
Yay. I don't like that slap sound effect. You should really find a better one.
What's wrong with that one?
It doesn't sound authentic. It doesn't sound
like
real.
I think it sounds like
you
a real slap.
You should really edit the slap we did earlier and make it the new slap noise.
I don't know what slap she's talking about.
You slapped me on the butt while we were doing.
Oh, I don't recall that.
Well, of course not.
I guess I wasn't there.
Obviously.
Yes.
You weren't the one that slapping been the Chris's
time,
ass.
That could have been the time I was pooping. Was the time that I was pooping that happened?
You
slapped me.
Oh, I slapped you.
No, yes, that's what we've been saying.
Oh, I thought you slapped her.
No. Saying you could use that. Edit it. Like, synchro.
Well, we'll just do it after the show. We'll set up like a microphone.
Okay.
And I'll have her lay right up here, and I'm just going to slap.
We're going to forget just like everything else. Just like the t-shirt, just
absolutely.
Like the commercial, just like everything else.
We will. Yeah. We will. It's true. Yeah, anyway, for you bonus listeners, here's a little hint for you. I'll tell you something that's coming up. New t-shirt design coming up next week. K-Tard, support your favorite radio station by buying this awesome shirt. Katrina, it looked like you weren't wearing pants. Like, your shorts are long, but I thought... they're the same color as your shirt, so I thought that your shirt...
They're not the same color as my shirt!
They do look like the same color at first glance.
One is navy, one is black. Well, they're not the same
color. They kind
of
blend together.
They blend together.
Whatever, you guys are crazy.
Anyway, so Katrina's bottomless.
I am.
Yes, I'm wearing.
I like to go without bottoms.
Yeah. I'm wearing a new shirt, and Chris is wearing my shirt.
Yep. Yes,
that's how it is. Chris put on nice clothes for, I think, a grand total of 30 minutes today before she...
Well, that was the only time we left the house.
Changed back into comfy pants.
That's not true. We left the house, and you didn't dress for me.
That's true. You left the house without a bra on, didn't you?
I had a sweater on over it.
Okay. I was going to say, she just went out, boobs are flopping.
Topless Tuesday. Oh, nope, it's Sunday.
Yes,
we
only
went to Katrina's apartment.
I love how, I mean, I guess it's kind of my fault since we were supposed to do Rock Band this weekend.
I know, right?
But Colby took our soundboard, which, by the way.
Screw you, Colby.
We got to talk about Colby and his episode of cocaine.
Screw you, Colby.
And anyway.
Damn.
Yeah, just dropped a bomb.
Just bomb.
We'll get to that
Lost
here.
Lost my whole thought.
We'll get that in a second here.
And, oh, no, my coffee.
but like, we totally wait till like Monday, like, is when the new show releases, and we totally waited till Sunday to do it.
Yeah.
Like, we have this new elongated schedule, and we do it still the night before.
Yeah.
You know, we have this extra time to do it any time between Wednesday or Monday and Monday.
Well, that's what happened. Like, I was out of town basically this weekend, so... Yeah. Mm.
Well, and I was busy all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, today, I guess we did it Friday. It's really... Time goes fast.
I know.
It seems like a lot of days, but there's not a lot of days.
My days are just gone. Like, it's freaking already October.
It's ridiculous. That's what it is.
Yeah. As Chris would say, it's redank.
Chris says
I've never said
you, no, no, no. She totally said that today, which is
Chris
why I'm making fun of it. Because she said it today when she talking about her friend.
If she did say that, then she deserves to be made fun of.
I don't remember saying it.
I cannot imagine that coming out of Chris's mouth.
I know, right?
It's
that's
like
why
when she
I,
says the
was,
C word. It makes us giggle.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Talk.
We'll play that at the end of the show. So, also at the end of the show, we're kind of going to jump ahead. We made Hamburger Helper.
Everything's at the end of the show.
Because we ate dinner at like 4 o'clock today. Because
it was 5.
Okay, 5. Because we're old. We're 37 or something. That's the oldest age, apparently, my brain came up with. 37. That's
we're
when you just
die.
Might as well be old and die. You're useless. No more driving. Can't see over the steering wheel. 37.
Wrinkled hags.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, we made Hamburger Helper and recorded the segment for ye. Well, during that segment, we discovered that there was a coffee that we had never tasted that Chris's parents had purchased for her in their intelligence.
Yeah, it's from Disney World.
Yeah.
So it's the Disney blend.
Well, I realized that if we're going to play at the very end of the show is when we made it and we didn't have a chance to drink it because we just started making it. And I realized that if we were actually going to play this clip at the end of our show... We could not tell you how the coffee tastes because it would be dumb for the clip to end and me just be like, by the way, the coffee was good. And then the show just ends. Although now that I just said that, that might have been funnier than what we're about to do now.
Well, we're going to try it now.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to taste this shitty coffee right now. We should all do it at the same time.
Okay.
Katrina, get your coffee ready.
That means I have to put the mic down.
That's fine.
You can't.
You were just picking at your fingernail anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. On the count of three. One. Two, three. Oh, God, that tastes like shit.
Mine has so much creamer. Let me taste yours.
Oh. It's like drinking Walt Disney's balls.
Mine's actually really good. You should try mine.
Jesus Christ.
Try mine.
Yeah, with the creamer, it
tastes fine.
It's actually
pretty good. Let me... I want to try this.
Katrina, yours just tastes like creamer.
Oh, God, that's awful.
It tastes like Walt Disney's ball sweat. Is
well,
what
you guys
like.
Wouldn't let me try it beforehand, so I didn't know how much
no,
to add.
No, yours is good.
I know, it's because I added extra crap to make sure it would be.
Taste mine, and try not to vomit.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
Let me move away from the computer.
Okay.
In case she vomits. Now I'm just watching her about to drink ball sweat.
She's coughing.
It tastes like coffee that's been watered down and mixed with pee.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it's just watery. Like it's got barely any coffee taste.
There's no reason to play that sound effect. I'm just on this page, so I did. Yeah, that was horrible coffee. So verdict is loaded up with sugar and creamer. Tastes good.
Tastes amazing.
If you drink it black, like a man, aka me, then it's horrible. It's like drinking Walt Disney's mummified corpse is what it's like. Yeah. So thanks for that coffee, Chris's parents. That almost killed me.
We got two more blends to try.
Oh, yay. This was the Disney blend.
Yeah,
and
which
French
is why
blend
it tastes like his
French
dying corpse.
Rotting corpse.
Regular,
I think.
Regular. Regular
there's
breakfast.
Regular, no, that's a breakfast,
breakfast
blend, and then
it.
Like a
French
vanilla or something.
And then the Walt Disney blend, which is
Walt
actually
Disney balls.
actually the essence of dead Walt Disney.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I guess
but
that's
they,
not
but
false
they burned him and then put his little bit of his ashes in each of the blends.
A little bit of Walt in every bag. Once we're out, he goes back into the Disney vault.
With no chance of coming out.
Yeah, well, isn't he frozen? Isn't he the one that's supposed to be frozen or something?
I don't think it's Walt
Everyone's
Disney.
Frozen. Elvis, I was told in
no, Elvis
grade
just,
school.
No, Elvis
frozen.
Is alive. He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. Or he is, if you listen to Men in Black, he's an alien. He just went back home.
Speaking of which, do you know they're coming out with a new Men in Black movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
What the hell did you just say? Dun to the dump did it last show, didn't we?
I don't think we talked about it on this like show, but we
you.
Talked.
Chris understands my.
I felt like we were. At
I think
an
we talked about it
second.
On Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Dung diddy dung diggy dung 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 dung.
That's because I realized. Wait, did we talk about that on the show?
Yes, I understood what you said. You just didn't say it.
I did too.
I feel like we
didn't
get to
enunciate.
This somehow.
I didn't enunciate. That's my issue with everything. I didn't enunciate.
Last show, didn't we? So I really want to drink this, but it tastes like poo. So take it away.
You should.
Put it
just
over
go
there.
Get creamer.
Take it away. Take it away.
I don't want any creamer. It'll make me poop.
Coffee in general makes me poop.
He's lactose intolerant.
That's right. I poop when I drink milk. Like, I'll drink milk and poop at the same time.
But yet, when I got half and half.
Coffee in general makes me poop. Okay. New Katrina-ism.
That's not an ism, that's just a sad fact.
No, that's a sad fact.
I get it from my dad.
It's true. Oh, God.
Coffee alone makes me poop.
No, coffee in general makes me
thank
poop.
Thank you. Get my quote right, dang it.
Coffee in general makes me poop.
I get it from
I
my
get
dad.
It from my dad. The father is going to be so proud when this book is published.
Yeah.
Oh, be sure to thank him in it. Otherwise,
Yes, I'd like to thanks my dad for the hereditary genes I got.
What the fuck did she just
I said that on purpose.
I don't know what's happening to Katrina tonight.
That's another ism for you. I said I'd like
I
to
can't
thanks
spell
my
spell that one.
I like to thanks my dad for the jeans I got.
That is not what she said.
She said a word before jeans.
Yeah. Jeans
the
is
hereditary,
like a herder.
The hereditary jeans hereditary. I got.
She said okay. I wants to thanks my dad for the hereditary jeans I got.
That's so not how I said it. Rewind this crap. That's not what I said.
That's exactly what
That's
you
not
said.
What I said. Didn't say it with that such of a twang. You guys are so mean. I'm glad I brought out your
I'm
elbow
glad
laugh.
Once I could make oh, Seth laugh.
Jesus Christ, that was the best thing ever.
I'm crying a little.
Oh, well, God. I mean, that's obviously got to be your dedication oh, now. I mean, just start the book. Just start the book on a good note.
That's hilarious.
Hereditary!
That's not what you said, Katrina.
Hereditary!
Hereditary.
Okay.
Let's rewind. Prove me wrong! Please?
No.
Please?
No.
Later?
Yeah, we'll okay. do it later.
We'll forget.
So,
well, okay.
Colby.
Yes, Colby and his little incident.
Yes. So, apparently, one of his friends named Paul lives like basically across Anderson from here, so just a couple blocks away. He just moved
his
up
other
here.
Friends here?
No, well, apparently there's a friend he met in Wichita and he moved up here. I don't know why he moved up here.
Damn.
Because the town's so awesome. That's probably why. Well, Colby came up to visit him with his current best friend, Cameron, who is black.
Oh, yeah.
I said black and Katrina choked. Don't know what to think about that.
No.
Well, she did say earlier, once you go black, you never go
no,
back.
That was because I went, oh, yeah. And as I did that, my mouth went dry. And then I was like,
I don't know how your mouth could dry when you're lubricated from all that dairy.
You'd be surprised. I don't know.
I don't know what
I'm
think.
On my second
Continue
cup of coffee.
Your story.
I'm on my second cup of coffee. I don't normally drink coffee. I'm kind of on a super high.
I don't usually drink coffee toner. Lungs are all black.
Okay, so new
look at my
note.
Eyes.
Side note, have you seen Hoodwinked?
No.
God the movie it. With Anne Hathaway as the Riding
yes.
Hood? No, I haven't seen it.
Damn. Because I feel like the squirrel talks so fast no one understands him.
Yeah.
But when they put him on a recorder and they slow it down, he makes perfect sense. It's like me.
No, Katrina, when you say herditor, when you slow that down, it just sounds like herditor. You still can't understand it.
Okay, fine. Cameron, the big black friend.
Yes. I never said he was big, but
I'm just insinuating the big black cock that I choked on.
Yes. Him and then a woman named Susan.
Ew.
Susan.
That's a really bad name.
Yes,
I know.
Is. Change your name. Anyway.
Please.
The three of them came up to visit Paul. I think Paul is Susan's brother, so that's why she came up. And then
yes.
Cameron's his best friend. Apparently, the
did
night.
Did you meet all of them or just did
no,
Colby
all
just
three
come
of them
there?
Came over. All three of them came over.
You didn't invite me?
They were here for like 5 minutes.
Oh, first of all, I didn't think
sucks.
You'd want to come over.
Then I was out of town anyway. What
okay.
time was this?
About 8.
What time? What day?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I was gone.
Okay, well then never mind.
Morning or night?
Night. Yeah, morning. 8 in the morning, Colby rolled out of bed after his night of coke and came over.
Okay, fair enough. So you haven't even explained the Coke story. I'm sorry. I will try to focus.
Well, I'm going to try to recall what he said.
Recall.
Because I believe what he did is he came up last night. Not last night. Two nights ago. So Friday night.
Friday night.
Stayed the night and then was going to stay a night again Saturday night, but didn't. Because he couldn't do on Saturday night what he did Friday night or he thought he would die.
Fair enough.
So here's what he did Friday night. What's a good drug music?
No. No.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, this'll work.
So what Colby did on Friday night, apparently, is he started off and he smoked two joints. I think he said joints. On the way up here. Or did he say bowls?
He said joints.
Okay, two joints on the way up here. 2.5 hour drive, two joints, marijuana, all the way up here. Arrives at Paul's house.
Two joints that they shared?
Two joints.
Just making sure. Yes. Okay.
And then he arrived at Paul's, did a ton of marijuana. Tons of it, he said. I believe his name was, his term was shitload of marijuana.
Yeah.
Then he did 2 or 3 lines of cocaine.
Shit.
Then he had 2 mushrooms.
They call them something. It wasn't 2 shrooms. It was 2 somethings of shrooms. Like 2 ounces or something.
Okay, whatever. Either way.
Some size.
A shit ton of psychedelic mushrooms. And then, that was it.
But then, on Saturday, he wakes up and does more lines of coke.
Yeah, starts the day off, just a couple lines of coke to go for it. And then he just, like, goes throughout his day, you know, smoking pot and whatever. Karina is dumbfounded right now.
I am. Like, I mean, how the fuck do you do that? You just, let's roll some,
Strike
out some lines, no big deal, let's just kill my body now.
Well, that's what he was doing.
I just slit my wrists and die a slow and painful death.
Apparently, on the Friday night, he forgot his life.
Clearly.
Like, he remembered his memories, he said, but he forgot that he had parents, that he had, like, school, he had a house, where he lived. Who his friends were.
He said he was reborn.
Yeah, he said he was reborn on Friday night. And, like, I didn't know if that was, like, I felt never better, so I was reborn, like drug people say. Or, like, he remembers coming out of his mother's vag and was actually born.
Well, maybe. You're high enough. You
high, he was pretty high. Coke, marijuana,
shrooms.
Yeah.
Damn.
That'll do it.
But he drew the line at drinking.
Yes,
on
they
top
wanted
of
him to come back over the next night and also get drunk and then do all of the above again. And he said that would probably kill him.
Well, at least he's got some sort of a brain.
So that's your Colby update.
Damn.
Yes.
Well, Colby's such a good kid. Like, come on, kid. Get your head out of your ass.
I don't know what he's doing.
Get your ass out of your
head. I don't
head.
Understand
Whatever.
The dude at all.
I don't anymore. He was nice, and now I'm just like,
well, that's why
fuck?
I don't understand. Like, he's still kind of like the same dude. Like,
he just does drugs.
He just does a lot of drugs, and it's really confusing.
And how does he survive all this crap?
I don't know.
Don't you need a day to recuperate? Obviously
I'm
not.
Really hoping that he gets shot one day. Like, I'm hoping he gets shot.
Like, fatal
or stabbed,
shot, or like something to wake him up
jail.
And realize what he's
no,
doing.
No, something like that. So he gets shot, and then he has to go to the hospital, or he gets arrested, and he has to go to jail for a year.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's what I want. I want that to happen. How's that fingernail over there, Katrina?
Once you do time, like, you'll only be worse at it, I bet. They're bugging me. Like, I've got nail polish that's only, like, half on, so that's why I'm, like, picking at it.
Yeah, you really are picking at it over there.
I'm sorry.
We only got, like, 10 minutes left.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's such a bummer.
Well, what do you got to talk about?
Well, I guess I'm just going to save it for show tomorrow.
No, what do you got?
Nothing.
Nothing. This is why we can't do an hour show, Katrina.
No, that's because I'm too freaking, like, I can't decide if I'm super hyper or, like, super drained.
Well, tomorrow just be super hyper, and we'll do our whole show tomorrow being super hyper.
But you're not saying anything. Like, you're just picking at your fingernails.
That's because I'm like, which way am I? I'm like, I feel like I'm getting high from the caffeine because I don't normally have caffeine.
Well, yeah, so tomorrow when you're not high, you'll be able to do an hour. No problem.
Probably.
Yes. So, I think it's that special time. The
Mail
favorite time.
No, yeah, I know. No. It's wrong show. Clearly.
30 seconds with Chris.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
So my friend, Carmen, has apparently decided to adopt a new dog. The new dog's name is Tinker, and it's a long-haired chihuahua. I'm pretty sure Carmen is turning into Paris Hilton. She allows the dogs, 2 of them, she now has 2, Ella and Tinker, to sleep in bed with her. But they have to nap on their own little doggy beds. So she was very upset that Tinker did not know when to nap in the correct spot.
We're actually going to carry Chris's 30 seconds over to our discussion because I think this deserves some discussion.
Well, no, I got two things for. Can you remember your discussion?
Yeah, sure. Just about the dog.
One is, I think it's funny that her dog's name are Tinker and Bella.
Ella.
Ella, so Tinker, it's Tinkerella. Yeah. It's almost Tinkerbell, whatever. Yeah. And it's just fitting. And two, it was that exact story when she said redank.
I don't think I said redank.
I believe Katrina. Kay. I can see you saying
redank. Why else would I remember this? I wouldn't make that up.
I mean, I've said redank before. But coming out of my mouth, it's just
not something I would have ever thought to say. It's like, I would say redick. Like, that's redick. Redunk. I've actually said redunk, but not redank.
You ever said recoculus?
No. And I actually don't think I've ever said redick. It just came out that way. But I
don't think anyone's ever said redick.
I have said, I don't know, whatever.
God damn, that shit's redick.
I have said, I was trying to remember the word.
I just looked at Katrina and she was like,
I have said redunk, like redunculus, that's redunculus, but like I've never said like redank, whatever. I couldn't remember the word it was. That's why I was dumbfounded.
Where am I?
Shut up! Okay, your story.
What was I going to say about Carmen's dog?
I wasn't. I was just going to talk to Katrina about it.
Okay, like, talk
to me. Like,
we were
just
going to
have this discussion about how retarded it is. To
yes.
Have a long haired dog.
I can't even visualize a long haired
dog. Would you like
chihuahua.
To see a picture?
Yes.
A chick-shirt?
A chick-shirt?
Can we put this up on the blog?
Sure.
Okay, then email it to me.
And it's just weird. Like, and that, like, who wants two chihuahuas? Chihuahuas are super high maintenance, whiny, yappy little dogs.
Yep.
And that's one thing that it's super, like.
Carmen doesn't wipe the dog's butt, does she?
Well, Ella used to wear a diaper.
I know they make diapers for dogs. I saw that on Teen Mom. I was like, really?
Jesus Christ.
You're not even taking care of your dog. You haven't
wouldn't
had a
that
diaper.
Be messy? Like, wouldn't the poop get smooshed?
Well, she does have
a wiper for it.
No, like she does have a. Like box, like a potty box, but when they like go on the plane and stuff, she'd put a diaper on it.
Jesus Christ!
I forgot animals go on planes. Oh, I guess they are.
She like carries them through like a carry-on.
Yeah, they sit in seats with her.
See, that's what bothers me. Cause like I can understand them like being put in like cargo or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is super awful, but
well, not really.
Oh my God!
Well, yeah. Well, she put it when we went to Denmark. She like
you sure sent me that email.
Took
that
it.
Picture.
Took it as a carry-on. And she was really upset because, like, your carry-ons have to be stowed during takeoff and landing. That's, like, the rule. Well, Ella was, like, they tried to drug her so she'd, like, pass out. But, like, they didn't give her enough. So she was, like, still barking.
It's a tiny dog.
And
how could they not give it enough?
And those dogs bark all the time.
Yeah, they're yippy dogs.
So, anyway.
They bounce backwards when they bark.
I know what you're saying, but I've just never heard it said that way.
I know. I couldn't think of the actual way to say it, so.
Yep.
All right, cool. So, any other topics of discussion before we go to our extra, super special hamburger helper cooking segment?
I suppose not. We'll just save our stories for tomorrow.
But do you have any stories?
Not really.
Okay, I don't have any stories.
I mean,
either.
I was just going to talk about my weekend.
I mean, you make it seem like we're making our listeners.
I was just going to talk about my weekend.
Well, talk about it. Go.
I don't want to. I'll save it for tomorrow because I'm probably not going to have anything to talk about tomorrow. I just have work and school tomorrow. Lame.
Okay, sounds good then.
How do you send an attachment from your iPhone?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
Show you after the show. Oh, bum bum. I don't know.
What the fuck was that?
I told
funny?
You I'm really like just super.
Oh, I know how to
hyper.
Do it. I'm so dumb.
Yeah, you are.
It's just an arrow and you just push it.
All three of us, you're the dumb one.
I
was sarcastic.
Katrina's jokes are horrible tonight.
That was the point. Between the three of us, who's the stupid one? Me! That was a joke. Come on,
that
people.
That was a joke.
God damn it.
Okay.
Fucking get me off the air. Listeners. Turn my mic off. I'm
listeners,
done.
Here, thank you for listening. Here's your super special hamburger helper cooking segment live from Duo's Kitchen.
I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
Enjoy yourself. We'll see you on Wednesday with a brand new episode.
Yes, go for it. We're recording.
Yay!
Chris, now, getting a plate.
Do you see this? It's got, like, metal, like...
Yeah?
I don't like
that's
it.
How all hamburger is.
Not the ones from your parents.
Not mine. Mine comes wrapped in paper and saran, cellophane.
I think you may be getting hamburger from some type of evil butcher.
My dad?
Yeah, actually, that sounds like it fits the bill. Evil Butcher.
It's good.
There's a good opening skit we can do on
Monday.
Your dad, the Evil Butcher. Katrina, I've got some human heads that I want you to take home.
Okay, Dad.
Thanks, honey. I don't ever want to call you honey again.
No, please don't.
What's your dad call you as a pet name?
Cat.
Okay, that's somehow more disturbing.
It's not a pet name. It's just the fact that it's, he doesn't want to be a pet name. It's more like, hey, cat, let's go do this.
Call me kitty cat.
Meow.
Exactly. I love how this cooking is Chris cooking.
Yeah, I know. For throwing time. Yeah. It's okay. I always cook.
Okay, how long does it take for that hammer
in? I don't know. I put it in for a minute, but last night I did it for like 30 minutes.
You can put it in the freezer?
You can.
Was it our ground beef?
Yeah.
You're cooking it for a minute? Are you retarded?
No. What do you cook it for?
There's a button. It's called defrost. 1 pound. Start.
5 minutes. It does not take 5 minutes.
Yes, it does.
No, it's
defrost. It's frozen solid.
So I did it last night.
It cooks the meat.
I know.
If you put it in the microwave, you don't want to want to defrost it.
If anything, I leave it out for an hour or two, or I'll just fry it in the pan frozen.
Like these delicious steaks that are in my fridge that I forgot I own.
I have a couple.
Yeah, how come you never bring your steaks over? Like, we keep not asking you to because we forget, but you're still supposed to.
Because I always forget to also.
That's not acceptable.
I know. Then there are packages of two, so
what pan is that?
My pan.
Because we don't have a lid.
We need a lid?
Well, to tip it out, and it's
in December, it's supposed to... It's
just put your hands over the top of it.
Yes, that's smart.
Whip the smoke
it's
back.
It's a lot easier with a lid, so I still...
I feel like I need to make coffee for today now, just to be over here.
There is coffee right
now.
I know, but it's three days old.
Okay, well, let's make
it'll
some fresh...
It'll heat up just fine. It'll be fine. By the time I put sugar and creamer and everything in it, it's gonna be just
You want some coffee with your sugar and cream?
No, thank you.
I may make some, so you don't drink it all.
I want to know what actual stuff is left on this recorder, because I don't think I've used it since, probably 2008.
You got a new shirt.
Yeah, my mom bought it for me.
Thanks, Mom.
I know, she's the greatest. God, I'm going to want to kill myself when I hear that playback.
Excuse me, Katrina.
You
want to
get coffee, too?
Yeah.
You guys have coffee that's cold, and the microwave's in use for
We're going to wait for the microwave to get done.
Duh. You put your sugar in before?
No, I'm getting it out!
Oh, okay.
Why are you near me?
This is how I am. This is what
I
do.
I feel like we're gonna want more rice than this. I'm just saying.
Rice is... That's a lot of rice.
That is. Like, it'll go now.
What was that?
I don't remember a putt in there before I just ordered a shot.
I always add more milk and stuff to my room.
Well, have you ever had a rice meal? Are you like Jake, you don't know what carrots are? I don't know what your stare means.
I don't either.
We could bake potatoes with it. Scalloped potatoes with Mexican enchilada casserole.
That's all we
have. We should have just grabbed the potato mix. I have green beans and actual vegetables in...
Baby, our burner is like smoking.
I know, there's
what
shit.
Is it doing that?
There's like shit on it.
Well, there's a noodle. Why don't you just get the noodles off the burner and then that's what happens. Oh, I just made it worse. Okay, well, Alaska smells like burned noodles.
Yep, it'll be okay.
That's what it smells like every night, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't, but
I don't either.
No, so random fact on burning. I put toast.
Random burning fact.
I put toast in our toaster.
Oh, fuck me.
I put toast in our toaster, and like I was on dial 2 out of like 10.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it popped up. No big deal. Like whatever. All of a sudden our freaking fire alarm goes off. Our smoke detector goes off.
That's
and
why.
I'm like shit. All my rooms are sleeping. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's why
I smell.
That's why I just take off our fire things. What are they called? Smoke detectors. I take them off the walls. There were 3 in here, and I just took them off. Because.
I'm
gonna have honey.
Ow!
That was me spanking Chris hard.
Spanking?
Yeah.
Go get a thing of canned vegetables.
No, we have a thing of canned vegetables?
Yeah.
Look at that. Mixed vegetables. No salt added.
Do that. We can add salt. You got chili with beans.
Well, that's expired. Spaghetti rinds.
I can't read.
What is spaghetti rinds?
Refried beans and ranch style beans.
Are you ever gonna eat that Mickey Mouse coffee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so. It's kind
my
of
parents got it for me.
I've got to poop.
Go poop!
Okay, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Like back from pooping.
If someone needs to smoke.
I'm not going to deal with it.
But, can you hear me, Mike?
It's really smoky in here.
Yeah, we turned off the smoky burner.
That one was really good. But anyway, we're having a girl talk now, so you kind of missed out on key points and shit.
That's alright, we'll talk about it again.
But, anyway, he cut back while he was in Iraq, and then...
I don't think he was talking more in Iraq.
It's hot there.
He started chewing more, but he plans on quitting eventually, so I'm not pushing it. Then I'm like, I can't push it, that's gotta be a self-control anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just would hate to kiss someone who smoked.
It's
not that bad, but it's not that great either. She could get that out of my face.
It's fun to hold it right up to someone's face when they're talking.
No, it's not.
What?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I have a feeling half of this segment is going to be fan noise.
Yeah, I can put it down.
That's down. That's better.
Hey,
that's not nearly as much sugar and cream as I thought you were going to put in that coffee.
Oh, can you get me the creamer, Katrina? Yeah, I'll
put more in. It's a test tasting game.
Why don't you guys just be a man and drink your coffee black?
Because we have souls.
Gotcha. Let's take a moment to listen to the sizzle of browning meat.
You missed it, Rupert.
Wasn't that enjoyable, audience?
You missed where Katrina dumped it in, and it, like, part of it fell out, and she screamed.
Aww.
She didn't scream. It just startled her.
So, random question. Who do you think has more money, Lil Wayne or Glenn Beck?
Lil Wayne. Glenn Beck.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Who?
Glenn Beck does.
First one.
Now, guess how much money Lil Wayne has.
$10 billion.
That is not correct.
$15 million.
Okay, Chris's is $15 million. Would you like to venture a guess that's actually not astronomical?
$20 million.
$20 million. You are both way off. Guess again.
$10 million.
That's what Chris guessed the first time.
Oh, my bad. $5 million.
Okay, Chris, you went way over, and Chris and Katrina, you're going the wrong way.
$100 million.
Chris is close. Katrina.
$90 million.
$1,200 million.
That's $1.2 billion. $1,200 million is correct. He has the $80 million Lil Wayne has. $80 million. Now guess how much Glenn Beck has.
$81
million.
$85 million.
Why do you know this?
Because CelebrityNetWorth.com is like my favorite site.
Gotcha.
I like to look up actors who are like in the 80s, like Rick Moranis.
Awesome! We watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids today.
And he has $17 million. And then I looked up Steve Guttenberg, who's a stain on life, and he has $18 million, which I just don't... I figure
he's
that's
a, what on life?
A stain.
What's that mean?
He's an ass. I hate Steve Guttenberg.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's an ass. He's like the Matthew of actors. Okay. That's who he is. And he has more money than Rick Moranis, star of classic films such as Spaceballs.
I don't know who this one guy is that you don't like.
Steve Guttenberg? Yeah. I don't know.
Was he kind of...
We're making Ghostbusters, Three Men and a Baby.
Hold on. We're making
that one,
see the bigger guy?
That one with the hotel on the 13th floor that falls. What's that movie called?
Tower of Terror. I haven't seen that.
He was in that
you
movie.
You want to see Tower of Terror? The big guy on Ghostbusters?
I don't know. He's the Jew. That's not Bill Murray.
No, I don't think he's the big guy, Katrina.
100%.
Okay, we need to...
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
What?
I know, isn't that crazy?
OMG.
We need...
Did you say oh my G?
It said OMG.
Oh. MG. Okay.
Of milk.
So now the disgusting, greasy brown meat...
Oh, that's amazing.
...has been brown.
We need to... Can you dump the disgusting grease?
Thank you, Katrina.
Here we are. Going to dump the disgusting grease.
Take the lid.
Down the sink. Which is against the terms of our lease, so landlord, if you listen to this, I apologize.
Really? You can't dump grease down our sink?
No, it's horrible for pipes.
Yeah, it is, because it solidifies.
This is why you had the lid, Katrina.
Yeah, Katrina, this is why I got...
Oh, God. I'd rather just have a strainer.
And you're not going to put grease in my strainer.
Why not?
Because it's made of plastic.
I put it in mine.
Of course you do.
Mine's from Dollar General.
Mine is from Target. Because I'm rich.
Woo, Target!
That's where all the rich people shop. Just use the damn
lid. I am!
Okay, God.
Don't dare me!
Why didn't you just use the lid to begin with?
Because I didn't want to!
Why?
Why would I want to? That's the easy way to do it.
Why didn't you want to? Katrina likes to live her life hard. Teach her a good life lesson.
You want a job, sir?
No, my job is to entertain.
Make our wee friends.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Look at that beautiful greaseless meat.
Now we're putting the milk in. And now
that
we need the water.
That even looks more gross now.
Wait till it gets water in there.
I feel like I should be taking pictures to document this for a blog post.
Nah. How much water do we need, Seth? Look at that box right there. Thank you, Katrina.
Two and a fourth.
I am now going to take a picture of the disgusting hamburger helper with milk.
Okay,
I have such weird pictures on my phone.
It says it's supposed to be hot, but...
No, it's going to get hot on here.
Yeah.
Do you have two and a quarter?
Yeah.
Need scissors.
Now it looks even more disgusting.
Just you wait.
We need to add the rice, too.
How is that rice...
Did you get the right mix, Katrina?
You mean the right name.
What is that? Does that say it's sauce? Mm-hmm. We're topping.
It says sauce.
Okay.
I know. I read.
Yeah, Chris. She is a year older than you.
Now I'm going to make our topping.
Okay, Shana does this.
Excuse me, baby.
I can't. I'm stuck in this corner. I wish I could move, but I cannot.
Make topping. It says add 3 tablespoons of milk to this. And set it aside and then add it at the end.
Ooh, let's get this noise.
I don't like how this is mixing.
It'll be
bad. Always mixes
it
disgusting.
It always looks like that.
That and it's like...
It thickens up as it sits.
Well, that and the noodles are going to get thicker. We're
right.
Exactly. Seeing
well,
noodles.
It's called rice, not noodles.
I realize this. That's what I'm used to seeing is noodles.
Oh, rice. Gotcha.
And so that's why it's even weirder, because it doesn't feel like...
Because it doesn't feel like there's any more... Just
exactly.
Just meat is the only substance in
meat
there.
Meat and this gross juice.
Gross juice? That should be my DJ name. Hey, everybody, it's Gross Juice with you on this Rocktober 2nd.
On
K-Tard. On K-Tard. Yeah!
Yeah! Where's...
Yeah.
Katrina, we gotta make shirts that say K-Tard!
Okay. That would be awesome.
Yes. And it's like, what's that? Our radio station.
Yeah. We're on the air on K-Tard. In fact, you know, even to make it better, they should be K-T-R-D. So they're 4 letters like a real radio station, and then it's an inside joke. And so people don't get mad at you for having the word tard on your shirt,
yeah,
and
funny.
People who know the show will see tard,
really,
K-Tard, and will love it, and
really like
I can wear it to work.
You should probably also get the rights to K-Tard so someone else doesn't take it.
KTRD.com?
Yeah, that or like that.
All four letters are domain names are taken. There's no way I could get that. I'm sorry.
That actual phrase, K-Tard?
Well, not K-T-A-R-D. That's probably allowed.
No, I mean the K-T-R-D.
Yeah, K-T-R-D would be taken. Every 4-character domain name has been registered already.
Okay, then do the A, I guess.
We should find out.
You should get a number, like K-T-R-D-93.
Okay, what is that?
The tard.
Unless you do K-Turd, which is an E. K-Turd. So that way it's not tard. That's the topping, if you want it. I'm probably not...
That looks really disgusting.
It looks like...
What's it supposed to be, exactly?
No.
I'm not a topping person, so I don't ever mess
Let's take
it.
A picture of what that is.
It looks like cake frosting.
It looks like sour cream.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, it was powder mixed with milk.
Katrina, your nose wiggles when you sniff. Okay.
No, I do that on purpose.
Sure you do.
Told you, I did it on purpose.
That's the best thing I've ever seen. That's the best thing. Let me try it. I can't really do it.
No.
Chris didn't even try.
I feel like we should try actual sour cream if we want it.
Yeah, like why are we mixing death sour cream if we have... Well, we don't have actual sour cream, do we? I don't think we have actual sour cream.
Yes, you do. Is it good? I don't know. Let me check.
I need a bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah, probably not.
July 25th?
No. But if it hasn't been opened.
It's probably been opened.
Let's check.
Watch out.
This is going to smell like death, isn't it? Nope.
Oh,
it hasn't been opened. Okay, here we go. Moment of truth. Opening 4 month old, unopened.
It's not four.
Daisy sour cream.
Okay, it's almost four.
Oh, God. It doesn't look bad, I guess.
It doesn't look too bad.
Well, runny, but...
All sour cream is.
Yeah.
Nose wiggle just kills me. Katrina snips things. She looks like a rabbit.
It actually smells good. I would be okay with eating it. I probably will eat it.
Go for it.
I don't like sour cream that much, so I won't.
I'm not going to eat it because it'll probably kill me, but you go for it, Katrina.
Yeah.
I'm taking a picture. That's why it's so silent. Making sure we get the date in there. This is going to be the longest blog post about food ever.
Yeah, because it takes like 45 minutes.
We're the only
This is basically a show in and of itself. This could be the door show.
Well, that's why I'm recording this for. Yeah, I said that.
No, I can think you're going to use it for the boner show, like, on the show. I'm thinking you should just use this in place of the boner show. Like, just...
Well, I don't think it'll be long enough.
We'll make it long enough.
I don't know how long.
I don't know how we eat while we record it. And then, oh, yeah, look, it really is just a day in the life.
I don't know how interesting it'll be if we just record.
Not very.
We can make this the end of it, probably. Why are we discussing this on the show?
I don't know. See, we're going to have to edit this whole part out.
I'm not editing anything. I'm just playing this entire thing. People have to deal with it.
Does anyone really want vegetables if we're having refried beans?
No, nope.
I don't want veggies.
Okay.
I never want veggies. Oh, but you get scurvy!
I don't like the...
We went grocery shopping today, and I told her we can't buy bananas because we don't have enough money, and she's like, I'm gonna get scurvy! I'm gonna die!
I've actually been getting hardcore, like, Charlie horses and pimento cramps because I haven't had enough potassium. I bought bananas today.
Congratulations.
I've had a banana today, and I am in a great mood.
You can't say C because of a symptom she has.
I don't care. I can take that.
I got AIDS the other night. See what happens? It's like, not to you. Doesn't happen to you. You don't have scurvy. Her ass is just hanging out right now. Those pants. Just your butt crack. Yes, I don't know why you showed me your butt.
It's all covered up now.
Oh, okay. So what's the next step now? We just let it sit on heat.
We're supposed to heat it to boiling, and nobody was watching and making it boiling, so...
It's not my job to watch. It's my job to entertain.
Well, entertainment deals with watching this food, dang it. Why don't you do your job?
I danced for you. Would you like that?
I don't care about your job.
I don't care about you.
Pretty much what I was getting at.
Yes. So, now we just sit.
Now we wait for it to boil.
Is this part going to be really boring?
I finished my coffee. This is a sad day. Actually, I think I misplaced it. I found it. I drank half of it. 2/3 of it.
We got plenty left in the pot.
There's so much left in the pot.
There's a good half a glass in there.
You can always make another pot, too.
Yeah. Won't hurt you to make another pot. Eat some of that Disney coffee. Well, we know it could be the best coffee ever. You don't know.
I'll make it sometime. I just always forget. There's three kinds.
She likes her Starbucks too much.
French vanilla. There's French roast, breakfast blend, and Disney blend.
Disney blend? I feel adventurous today.
Let's do the Disney blend, and we'll drink that.
Okay. You want me to make it?
Whose tea is that? Because I think I'm going to steal one from Mom. Right.
You can have a bag. You can't have the whole
thing.
That's
what I was going to do.
Yeah, it's my tea. I love tea.
But I don't ever see you drink tea.
That's because Chris hates it, so I rarely make a pot.
I like chai tea. So wait, does this make a pot or a cup?
It makes a cup. One does, but I make a pot.
But you can add, like, do multiple and make
a pot. Well, obviously. Just making sure that I don't have enough to make a pitcher and I make a little glass. You know.
Yeah, I love tea because there's, like, no calories in it, and it's delicious and has caffeine.
Well, you should make it in the morning before you get to work.
Then that requires me waking up early enough to make it.
You only have to put it in the microwave for, like, a minute, and then you put your thing in there, and you wait, and you go get dressed while it's...
It's too much work, Katrina. I roll out of bed, get dressed, and roll out.
Yeah, that's great.
Roll out.
Yeah, I do. I roll out. How about you? Didn't you say roll out? You said roll out before, so suck it.
Suck what? Oh.
I don't know why that was an insult.
She meant you don't have a cough.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard Chris say. I don't think I have a shot.
She jumped right to the point there.
No, Seth, you're right. You were so right. It's so funny when she says the word cock.
I know, right?
I don't know why. I already talked about it on another show. I don't know
I say the word cock? Cock!
Now we're in a giant open room.
I don't know why Katrina's abandoned our cooking effort.
She's got to text her man, Tiberius Jones. That's his name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it is.
It is. What's happening in here that's very exciting, Amy?
I'm making coffee, Disney blend.
Mmm. It's about time. Hurry up. Thank God all day. This ought to be funny. If only this wasn't audio, you guys could witness how hilarious it is watching Chris mess this up.
How do I mess it up?
I don't know.
You mean this is on video, not audio?
Yeah.
You mean video, not audio?
We could do video, but I don't want to mess with that.
That don't matter.
Yeah, it's too much work. Thank you for dusting.
I told him we should get a 3D camera so life can be in 3D.
And then I said we couldn't do that because Katrina's boobs would frighten people. Like coming out of the screen.
Not today.
You'd be like turning like people in their living rooms would be like,
ah. It's a horror movie.
Nipple slip would poke someone's eye out. Did you see that Nancy Grace's boob fell out?
Yeah, on Dancing with the Stars.
You know who Nancy Grace is?
Yes, I know who Nancy Grace is.
She has flapjack titties, man. They're horrible.
Okay, regular or strong?
Let's go with regular and see if we like it.
Or no, go strong. No, if we don't, we've, you know, got rid of half of it already. No, I'm just putting it all in there.
It's yeah, just it's like for a one, it's a single.
What do you mean regular?
We're going to do strong. Strong's what we always do, hoes.
I don't care. Like, it's not... I'm gonna drink it anyway. I'll just add more sugar if I don't like it.
This is too strong. Sugar.
My friend...
Katrina just gives it with a cup full of sugar.
Not even enough.
I think now you're supposed to turn it down and let it just set.
Yeah.
It smells pretty good. It smells like Mexican.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of supposed to.
It's got that going. Well, yeah, that's true, but it doesn't mean it will. It could smell like poop or something.
You just add chili powder and then that's pretty much what I bet this was chili powder.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly
this is so funny. It's like you think about Hamburger Helper and how easy it would be just to bake it on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just need the noodles and then like the softness is usually like rice. Cheese or something.
The rice, not noodles.
Now I'm thinking actual Hamburger Helper.
She always says that.
Hamburger Helper.
I don't think she's really
no, that's because,
Hamburger Helper.
That's because I don't ever use rice, so it's not in my repertoire of Hamburger Helper. Hamburger Helper is noodles.
You know who else really loves to cook Hamburger Helper?
What? Matthew! I am in college, I don't know how to cook!
He's in college!
You. He is not in college.
He is! He's in college! He's going to the Art Institute of, like, Indianapolis or something, learning web design.
I don't believe that.
I mean, he's dumb and he's not going to learn anything there. And
Katrina will actually graduate.
Well, maybe.
I will graduate, it's just a matter of finding a job.
That's true. I think you always have GTM.
Nope, because my life will probably be elsewhere.
You could move back.
Or you could just not move.
I'm gonna move.
Nope.
I'll probably move to another state.
Nope.
Just
how will we do the show? God damn it.
I don't know. We'll figure out a way. Technology these days, I mean...
Yeah, but technology don't really work unless you're in the same room with me, because that's the only way I do shows. I don't do shows on the internet. Wait, that's not what I meant. That's all I do shows on the internet.
You meant you don't do shows on, like, Skype.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Well, I like
we all just stared at each other.
We'll figure that out when the time comes. We still have 2 years.
Well, I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm letting you know.
Well, I'm letting you know.
We may have a problem.
What?
We only have 2 plates, please.
That's fine.
Give me a bowl. I don't care.
You guys eat first, and I'm not really that hungry. I just had a pizza.
Okay. I'm not getting any homework done, which is the whole reason I knew when I came over.
Yeah, act like we're not your reason to procrastinate.
I would have planned all afternoon if you had not tried me to come over.
Tried? What was her pride?
She did. She's like, Seth's doing this. She's working on the site. He's doing this, and you should come over. And you're ignoring me.
Well, you were ignoring
me. I'll come over. I was driving.
Oh, we're reading them, weren't
we? And then I went to Walmart, and I didn't have enough hands. I didn't have pockets, so I left my phone in the car.
What happened if Tiberius text you?
He can wait.
He can wait.
It's not like I have to text him every minute on the minute.
I do. I have to text him every minute.
Well, that's why you guys have such great
Yeah, he's my lover. How's Trevor doing?
He's good.
he comment anymore about the show?
Nope.
Is he mad that we haven't mentioned him, like, one time every show in the past couple weeks?
Probably. That's why he hasn't talked.
He's giving us the silent treatment until we talk about him again.
Well, I guess it does. I mean...
Well, yeah, but this is a bonus show. You won't hear this.
That's true.
No one hears this. Not compared to who listens to the regular show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't actually talked to him in a few weeks, so I guess he's okay.
Maybe he's dead. Alive. Yeah, probably meth, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
He's probably on a... You know.
I really want to do this whole life extravaganza, livestock thing. Mm-hmm. We have Colby and Trevor and Jeff and whoever else over, and we have a big life extravaganza.
I'm good with that.
I think it'd be fun. I don't know when we'd do it, though.
I mean, you'd have to set it in stone, like in Kryptonite, where they break it.
The Superman can't come.
No, okay, fine, whatever. Not Kryptonite, but whatever it is, it's super strong that, like, Colby and whoever your other friends are that'll flake can't flake because... Whatever date it is, my brother will be here if I tell him, this date you have to come.
Yeah, Colby would be the only one who might flake.
Because Jeff, like, lives, like, right
here. Yeah, he lives in Manhattan, he'd be there. I mean, if we plan it months in advance, maybe we should do it for, like, the holidays. Yeah. Like, when you're on break, Chris is on break.
Do it, like, holiday?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Not a holiday, but around
the holiday. Like you said.
Like, we do it for, like, Christmas
like,
time. And we have a giant gift exchange!
Yes! No.
Chris just likes gifts, that's why she
would. I like to wrap! Give us a rap.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Bust a move.
Christmas time. Like a hip hop. Now I'm hot. Hip hop.
Yeah, you are.
Always.
I don't know what that sexy dance was.
My short-word dad.
That was so terrifying. People did that, they'd leave the club if you did that.
Oh, you're mean.
I love how Katrina is stirring it. I don't think you need to stir it. I think you just leave it covered and it gets hard.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah,
TJ gets hard when Katrina's around.
Well, he can't contain himself.
He's a man. He gets hard when anyone gets around.
The box. Who threw the box away?
It's right here.
Okay, guy, calm yourself, Hitler.
You don't want it. Okay, listen to this. I make this enough, I have these memorized.
All right.
Reduce.
Oh, wait, if you have it memorized, then you just quote it to me.
It says, reduce, this way I can prove it. It says, reduce heat, cutter, simmer about 20 minutes, stirring occasionally.
Ooh.
Occasionally is not every 2 seconds, Katrina. I'm like, I'm bored, what else am I supposed to do? Give me something to do with my hands.
I've got something you could do with your hands.
There are green fried beans.
Okay. She's unemployed right now.
Give me a spoon.
Big spoon. Free fight beans, let's get this noise. That probably sounds really disgusting.
This coffee just sounds like Folgers.
That's probably what it is. It's Folgers with Mickey Mouse.
Probably. My parents got it.
Well, I'm going to put it in for her. Is it done?
We'll put it in closer to when that's done. On the spoon.
Katrina's wondering where to put the spoon.
Here.
Just put it on the counter. I mean, there's already that aid stain there. You might as well put it there.
So is Jeff coming over tomorrow?
No.
Jeff
then. Why is the house clean?
It's just clean because Chris was bored yesterday.
Good! But no, when is he coming over?
Probably next Monday, a week from this week. I want him to come over after a payday so I can buy shit to make us look better.
Thank God. I know. Still don't pay state freaking money.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you set up a payment, didn't you?
Nope.
No?
Well, no, I didn't, but the lady told me not to. It'd be cheaper if I just paid what I could and then left a balance, because then they only
charge me... It only charges you, like, $30.
It charged me, like... Yeah, but it charged me less, because I only had, like, $200 that I had, so it charged me $4, and then they added more charges, and then I had $400.
That sounds incredibly confusing, and I kind of blacked out in the middle of that. I'm not gonna
whatever, I owe K-State money, so as soon as we get paid, that money's going to K-State, or I can enroll for next semester.
Gotcha.
And as soon as I get that freaking paid off, I can actually put money in the bank to save.
Yeah, banking cash!
Because, I mean, books are what killed me this semester. And I'm not even reading any of them, which pisses me off. Spend $50 on a book you don't read, pointless.
Why did you buy it then?
Because if I didn't, I would have needed it hardcore.
Well, they should be like Chris and only buy them when you need them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. Yeah. Which I'm probably going to need another book soon for my life, which will be
cool. Well, that's too bad.
And I also stir it frequently because sometimes the rice or noodles stick to the top.
That's true. We did not put non-stick stuff on there.
No Pam?
We don't have any, baby.
That's criminal.
Butter.
Normally I put butter, but I forgot.
I put butter.
Butter.
I put salt.
Of course. You put salt on everything.
That's not true.
I knew a girl who put ranch dressing on everything.
I know people who put ketchup on everything. I
do too. I know, and my cousin puts hot sauce on everything.
That I can understand.
What cousin?
It sucks. But...
Brandon, ear picker.
Why?
The ear picker?
Yeah, he picks his ear line.
Yeah.
We were at Buffalo Wild Wings and he was just sitting there doing this for like 40 minutes.
And finally his girlfriend turned to him and was like,
no, it was me. I did it.
Oh, you did?
I was like, are you getting it over there? I was like, are you getting the gold or whatever?
Well, Mallory was yelling at him too, brother.
Yeah, well, okay, she and now they're married.
I forgot when we started doing this. So
I don't know. It doesn't look done yet.
I know. Are those the happy couple with the half-naked pictures?
Yes.
Yes, the way they horrified Chris. Yeah.
They were in the trash can.
Chris made me buy it.
Did you see our other one? It had mold, Katrina.
She says it was mold. I think it was just dirt stains.
Did you want to get down there and clean it out?
No.
It was mold. It was blue mold.
It was dirt.
Mold. What dirt do you know that's blue?
Lots of dirt, I think, is blue in color. Her silence means that she agrees with me. Because you know that she's friends
with you. She's shaking her head.
Yeah, she agrees with me.
No.
She agrees with me. Because she wouldn't have any problem coming out against me. But she has a problem coming out against you because you're a fragile, fragile creature. So the fact that she remains silent means that she agrees
with
me.
Well, I like this one better. It's black and it looks nice.
Okay. You just love big black things.
It's true. Yeah. Once you go black, you don't go back.
Katrina, is that true for you?
Yep.
So TJ Black. He's not really, though, is he? Because I wouldn't like that.
No. He's not.
Cameron was black. You didn't mind him?
No, I was joking. I'm not really racist. I don't really mind black people.
You hate that.
I was like, who's this N-word in my house? There was a woman that he brought over, though.
Yeah.
That looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's still... I think it's too simmery, guys. I think it's too hot. I think you need to cool it down a little bit. Because the boiling doesn't allow it to set.
Well, it's once you turn it off, it'll set. And it cools, it'll set.
Well, then why are we still boiling it?
Because
the rice needs to be soft?
Yeah, the rice isn't done yet, I don't think.
Well, then we need to turn it back up. Warm will make them soft.
Oh, my God.
I think it'll be okay.
It's fine. It's still boiling.
We're going to let Katrina make the decisions here, because she's the hamburger chef.
No,
my bad. I don't know what
that is. Because you got to
fill the can. Gotcha.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Yeah. We're like all doing sex moves right here. Glad that wasn't on video. That was the symbol for our high school.
I bet it was.
It was because it's a W and the L for Word of Life. Yeah, it's also Wichita State's.
Okay.
Yeah. See? W
out. You can't do it. Remember when I had this phone, no. Katrina, no. And it had like smiley faces, and one of them, I could not figure out what it was, and Sarah's brother told me it was something really inappropriate.
That's awesome.
Great. You were there, do you not remember that?
Not really, no.
Great story.
$2,000. Katrina, there's this one time where I had this thing on my phone, and I didn't know what it was, and then someone told me what it was, and it was really inappropriate.
Wow.
What if I'm $5? People.
That's too long.
It's too fast.
The girth.
I like that one. The girth.
The girth. Chris's boob. This shirt. Never mind.
That's
not.
What happens when you're
true. This boob looks. This boob looks really great. I just said boob on it. I made Chris go and change this morning because she came out wearing like something she wears 3 times a week.
That is me.
It was her shorts and then her gray piece shirt. It's like one of her uniforms. So I was like, no! Go put
you
on...
Get your ass back in the room when you come in back. You don't come out till you're wearing something presentable.
That's right.
Whatever. He's so mean to me.
I know, he's so mean.
She looked cute though, so there you go.
That's all that matters.
I'm helping her out.
Yeah, she looks so cute.
Well, I was wearing
she's
jeans
in pants.
If I'm just sitting around at home, I'm gonna wear comfy pants, okay?
This is more or less where I live. Except I was unexpected.
This is disturbing, I think.
No.
Like G-string or?
No, you're stupid.
No, you're stupid.
Dude, this is looking more done.
Yes.
You should take a picture of the finished product so it doesn't look like we're eating
poop?
Crap.
Yeah.
No, more like piss, considering it was all watery.
If your poop look, well, actually my poop has looked like this before, so. I guess
I just want mine in a bowl. I'll probably mix it all together anyway.
Whoa, boob grace!
You liked it.
I did.
I think this is probably done and we can let
it. Oh, okay, so question. Since this is a bonus show.
Yes.
Have you heard of the phrase Eiffel Tower?
No, I don't think
I've just learned about it.
What is it?
Please explain.
Okay, so.
And please use only the words pussy and ass like Chris did earlier.
I can't use ass. I can use pushy though. Pussy.
What a pushy pussy.
This is done with Hamburger Helper Chef.
What's beeping at us?
The coffee.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so anyway. Eiffel Tower is apparently kind of like a double penetration, only where one guy's at one end and the other guy's at the pussy, since I must use this one.
Okay.
And they, like, high-five, therefore creating...
That's epic as shit!
TJ told me today.
That's awesome. So is that an invitation? Is that
no.
Or me and TJ?
No, he said that, and then directly after that, he's like, no, I would kill anyone who touched you.
Yeah, he says that now. Just wait a week before you break up. Eiffel Tower time.
He would kill anyone that touched me if it wasn't, or if it was a guy. He'd be okay with.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
Any woman can touch anyone. I'm cool with that.
As long as he gets to join.
Yeah. Well, even Earth Watch would probably be okay, just not as okay.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
So it's so sad when you can look at the touch.
Come on, it's like the computer.
Touching me!
Touching me! Katrina's sex life has turned into a wrestling match. Okay, I guess this is it then. Because we finished cooking and now we're just getting plates and also Katrina went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So,
we haven't said how we like our Disney coffee. We'll tell them on the show.
Okay, there we go. Alright, bye.
This is Life.